You're listening to Interviews with Adam. I am your host, Adam Miller, and today we are joined by a man named Steve who works with a ministry called Create International, a ministry that is making films for the proclamation of the gospel around the world into some very unique areas of the world. And Steve, it's a great privilege to have you on the program with us today. Thank you so much for joining our Missions Emphasis Month.
Thanks, Adam. It's great. It's great to be a part of this. I appreciate what you guys are doing.
Yeah. Well, why don't you get us started by telling us a little bit about this ministry, Create International. It's very different than some of the other ministries we've been talking with during this month, but tell us a little bit about what you're doing in order to get the gospel out there. To our theme in this month is about knowing Christ and making him known. So what is your ministry specifically doing in regards to making Christ, his name known?
Create International is a transnational ministry that is, it's a very small ministry under the large ministry of Youth with a Mission. So it's a ministry that's been around for 28 years. And as you know, Youth with a Mission, their motto is to know God and to make God known.
Yeah.
And how we do that specifically is making evangelistic media and arts for specific people groups in order to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with them in a culturally relevant way, in their language, and using their cultural forms. So I've been around the world these past 7.5 years, making evangelistic films in different countries, where the actors in the film are people from that people group. They're wearing the outfits that they would wear in that culture. The movie is made in their language, and the best part is the movie is about Jesus. And so they're learning about who Jesus is in a way that makes more sense to them than watching something that maybe comes from the West.
This is an interesting ministry that you have. How do you get the structure in place, the story and the actors? And you must be going to these countries to actually film these pieces. So how does that all work out?
That's right. I mean, I like to tell people that my job is an impossible one because I'm going to a place that I've never been to tell the story of Jesus in a language I don't know, with actors that don't understand me. So it's really a challenge. I mean, it's really sort of impossible. But two things I think really help with that. One is that we do really come in prepared. And that usually involves our working very closely with someone who is a cultural advisor, who really understands the culture and can help translate it for us and make sense of it for us. But the second part is, I think that God really loves what we're doing. I tell people that God is the executive producer of our films, because sometimes we're out there and things are just really not going very well, but we'll stop and we'll pray and we recognize that it's a film about God and that God is helping us make it. And he provides everything that we need somehow to finish that film, usually on time and on budget.
And the stories that you're telling, they are really kind of modern illustrations to the story of the Bible. They're films about faith. Tell us a little bit more about the kind of stories that you're telling to these people in their own country.
Yeah, I think that you really kind of said it very well. I mean, they are custom-made, culturally specific stories. Each one of them is unique for the specific people group that we're working with. And what we usually have done in advance is done some research to find out that when someone comes to the Lord from one of these cultures, how has it happened? What was it that gave them the felt need to want to seek our Lord for their salvation? And then we incorporate those stories that are true stories into a non-true kind of story that incorporates some of the things that we've heard. And so you'd be surprised, well, maybe you would not be surprised, that how many times we've gone out and made a movie that has a kind of prodigal son element to it, where someone is kind of not only falling away from their family, but getting into heaps of trouble, and a Christian friend comes along and kind of steers them into a better direction.
Talk to us a little bit about the kind of places that you're going to make these films, so that our listeners get a context of the value that these films have into breaking into those cultures.
We're actually right now in an initiative called the 2020 Vision, where we are trying to make these evangelistic films for the least evangelized mega people groups in the world. These are populations of unreached people groups, over a million. And so most of those people groups are in the 1040 window. And so we're mostly making films in places like the Middle East, South Asia, China, places like that. I for some reason, have just a great passion for India. And probably over 50% of the films that I've made in the last 7 years have actually been in India. For me, going to India and making a film is not a hardship. It's so much fun to go there and enjoy finding out different things about their culture and then working with them to make a film for them.
It's remarkable because this is a unique ministry. I'd be curious to find out how many films you've actually made and how many places you've actually been able to distribute these, but you're taking these films to people in their own country, from their own country, in a society right now in the United States where we're seeing a lot of insurgence of Christian films, Christian cinematography. How did I never hear about this ministry before meeting you? Don't you have some great documentary to reach New England? We're a depressed area for the gospel too. We need somebody to tell stories here in our own backyard.
Whereas that is true, the difference is one of access to the gospel. The fact is that most of the people on Cape Cod and in New England, there are Christians aplenty, and churches almost on every corner. But now imagine going to a place like Rajasthan, where less than 1% of the people in this very populated desert area of India, there are no churches, the Bible is often not translated into their language, and missionaries aren't even going there to do any work. So that's what we have a burden for, is to see people like that have access to the gospel, because otherwise, how would they hear and how would they understand?
And this is something that it is remarkable what you're able to accomplish to bring film. The technology age that we're living in is making so much more ease and access to communicate the good news about Jesus Christ. Have you developed anything that maybe would be a kind of sampling of your ministry that you're having with people around the world that would be something that helps kind of our listeners, and maybe they'd be interested in viewing it as well, to see kind of the impact and to see kind of the film that you are creating for those in these unreached people groups?
Yeah, absolutely. Whenever we make one of these evangelistic films, we always provide it for free so that evangelists and missionaries and Christian workers who are going to those cultures can take that film with them and share it, and that there is no like burden of finance associated with that. And so we have this website called indigitube.tv, and that's indigi as in indigenous. So it's indigitube, kind of like YouTube.tv. And there you can find all of the films that our ministry has made over the last 28 years, as well as other ministries that are providing films of this nature that are like culturally specific and culturally relevant for the gospel. And you can search it by country or people group and download movies from there, put them on your iPhone or your tablet, and then take them with you on your next outreach to a foreign country. And then even though you can't speak the language of the people with whom you're meeting, you can at least be sharing them with an evangelistic short film right there. It's crazy. So if you go to that website, if you look for a film under India called A Beautiful Hope that was filmed in Rajasthan, I don't know what it is about that particular film, but of all the films that I've made over the years, that one really stands out to me as being, I think, the most beautiful.
This is a great opportunity, in the, as I said before, in a society that is really growing to become more and more technologically savvy. People in Africa have smartphones out in the middle of the, of nowhere. They have these smartphones and they have access to the World Wide Web and all of this information. Have you seen that this is an opportunity for people in their own country to share, even on social networks, that they're able to use in that capacity with people that they're associated with?
Oh, you're absolutely right, Adam. These films that we are producing can sometimes be distributed like wildfire. People in Africa are taking these films and, like the Jesus film, for example, which is a great movie, they're able to send it to each other on their phones via Bluetooth. And it just goes crazy like that. We've had some of our films that we've made, often it's the first film that has ever been made in that language. And so people get really excited about it. They're like, oh my gosh, there's a movie in Sasa? And now everybody wants to see it. And how great is it that movie is a movie about Jesus? And so we've had these circumstances where we've made a film, we've provided it on a DVD, only to discover that it's been pirated. And it's in like every DVD shop on the island of Lombok, because people are excited that it's in the Sasak language, so they're going to watch it.
It's remarkable to see how God can use his story and how he's unhindered, even with our great plans and our great expectations, and in such a way in the world in which we live, the opportunity to get the gospel out there is so much more prolific. We have the opportunity to be a part of a movement that has the ability to spread the gospel at this rapid rate, especially as we've seen how God uses technology to accomplish that as well. We've been talking with Steve from Create International. He creates films for the sake of the gospel to be proclaimed in languages that it would take years probably for us to translate the Bible, but here they have opportunities to see the gospel story in their own language. Steve, thank you so much for sharing with us a little bit about Create International and what you do to spread the gospel.
Well, thank you, Adam. It's been a privilege to share this with you and with the audience everywhere, the exciting things that God is continuing to do in and through us to see his kingdom proclaimed.
We hope you enjoyed this interview made possible by our ministry at Songtime Radio. You can find out more information about our ministry by visiting our website at songtime.com, where you can find this and other interviews on our podcast series, as well as our weekday broadcast, which includes teaching, interviews, and music. We also want to encourage you to sign up for our free monthly newsletter. It's got encouraging articles, and there is no obligation. To find out more information about our ministry, again, visit our website at songtime.com. This ministry is made possible by people just like yourself. We are 100% supported by our listeners. So if you have been blessed today, why not join with the many voices together for that one message, the gospel of Jesus Christ, with your donation to the Songtime Ministry. To make a donation, you can do so online at our website at songtime.com, as well as by mail. Write to us at Songtime Radio, P.O. Box 100, Barnstable, Massachusetts, 02630, or give us a call. Make a donation over the phone. It's 508-362-7070. On behalf of our entire Songtime staff and our own Dr. John DeBrine, the founder here at Songtime, who encourages you to grow in grace and not groan in disgrace, from Cape Cod, I'm Adam Miller. God bless.